He was born in 1889, but he is well able to use Facebook and Twitter, and he is anything but rude to young people. Come and meet Mr. Limerick Leader. Dive into the soul of a place, into its poetry.
Shuppa-Rutter. For 90 years long, Shuppa-Rutter's been rolling, and my memories of same I'll now be unfolding. It stands in the most ancient part of our town, where close by St. John's Cathedral looks down.
Maureen Sparling is a poet and writer. She has been a local correspondent for years. She's one of the 70 local correspondents of the Leader.
She is a true daughter of St. Mary's Parish. She feels tremendous pride in the achievements of her fellow parishioners. She's also written a number of books.
Alan English has been the editor of The Leader since 2007. He's the best-selling author of several books about rugby. He worked in London with newspapers such as The Sunday Times. But he's well aware that life is local and correspondents are vital.
They might be living in a village and the word will, everybody will know that they are the Leader correspondent. Okay, so people will call to their house, they will put things in their letterbox. The local hurling club or the local football club or the rugby club or the girl guides or the boy scouts or the local old age pensioners or the Irish Country Women's Association. You might produce a newspaper that you're like really, really proud of, and it might have a major page one exclusive story that you're very excited about, and then somebody might say to you, well, to be honest with you, the first thing I look for is the Castlemahan notes, you know.
The paper and the area are strictly connected. As Martin Nocton knows very well, he is the local correspondent from Castleconnell.
In the late 1960s, there were three generations of my family worked for the Limerick Leader, plus other relatives. My father worked there for 50 years, and my brother, Joe, he worked there for 44 years, and his son, Brendan, 27 years. My father's nephew, Willie Nocton, worked there for 37 years. And my father's first cousin, May Purcell, she worked there for over 30 years. And her nephew, John Purcell, he worked there for over 30 years.
From the criticism to the Easter Rising to Willie O'Dea's resignation, the paper has always been at the heart of local life. Maureen loves local history. She explored every nook and cranny of it.
Shannon were established in 1884 and they hadn't won a Munster Senior Cup up to the year 1960 when my brother Michael Noel was the captain. And in that particular year it was a replay against Cork Constitutions and they succeeded in winning the Munster Senior Cup for the first time, and it was a big celebration in the parish, and it went on for months and months and months.
Maureen has some interesting figures.
I delved into what we had around that time in 1884, which was 28 boot and shoemakers in our area, or in Limerick for that matter, 20 butter makers, 32 flour dealers, 11 flour merchants, 150 spirit dealers and grocers. There were 15 pawnbrokers, we haven't hardly one now, 2 rope and twine makers, there were 10 saddlers and harness makers, 1 sausage and skin manufacturer, and 18 tobacconists.
People take their local newspaper for granted. They think that it will always be around just because it always has been around. But then we see shops on the high street that have been around for centuries closing, because they've just been overtaken by the march of time and different factors, huge chains coming in and undercutting them, etc. You know.
And local newspapers are no different. But Alan has good news and grounds for optimism, digital optimism.
Our website is overwhelmingly the most popular local newspaper website in Ireland. We have more readers now than we ever did at any point in our history. The whole City of Culture story, I think, put us in a modern way. I think it enhanced the people's opinion of the Limerick Leader because we covered it digitally. We covered the story on Twitter. It was myself and our reporter Alan Owens at this meeting, a public meeting. We refused to leave the public meeting. They were trying to exclude media from it. And we started tweeting. And it was amazing, really, because there was huge national interest in what was going on. And just it was incredible how it took off on Twitter and the amount of people who started following me from all over the country. I think we led the way on that story. Every twist and turn, we were first. You know, every resignation, we broke it. That was a modern day. That was a story told through modern journalistic techniques, which I was quite proud of.
Is it going digital the only way to secure new readership? Mr. Leader is an old-fashioned gentleman, after all.
The way to attract young readers is through their parents, through their families. So what I do think does work, though, is, you know, if we go to schools and if we go to young sporting clubs and we cover their activities, for example, in the rugby in Limerick is very big, in the school's rugby, so we do a huge amount of coverage of the local school's rugby. If you look at the front page of our sports section this week, this is a school's hurling match.
At the Villar School in North Circular Road, there is plenty of young people. Maybe they are also young readers.
Well, I'm very into current events, which are more, less strict and less, you know, economical and whatnot wise, but like more teenage friendly. And I'm also very much into sports. Yeah. So that will catch my attention.
I like when Limerick Leader features stuff about schools, because we did a fashion show in October, and they took pictures and they wrote about our school in it, and it's nice to see your friends and pictures in the Limerick Leader.
When I see a typical newspaper, I kind of say, oh, it doesn't look very interesting because it's just black and white writing.
Well, I like current events and things, you know, what's happening in the world and stuff, because I don't think people like. Young people know enough about that stuff.
I sometimes read like the business articles before. I know it sounds weird coming from a teenager, but I have, and they're really interesting.
Students have media classes at the Villiers. They know what a broadsheet newspaper is, what a tabloid is, what news is. John White is a teacher of English. Mary Quinn is deputy headmistress.
Maybe. I think young readers are struggling. Print media is possibly a dying form for them. I think a lot of them get their news now on their phones or their tablets.
I would love if there was maybe more of an emphasis on young writers or articles by perhaps student writers, maybe guest writers on occasion for the paper.
Rose Shire runs the cafe at the school. She says she's a bad reader, but she has long days at work.
A few years back, there was somebody had taken photographs previous, maybe 10, 20 years previous, and one of them turned out to be my mother-in-law, which was interesting to see, which was taken down in the milk market.
Memories, then. Alan, too, has something to say about memories. Memories and future.
If somebody in 100 years' time wants to find out what was happening in Limerick, this newspaper will be the only way, the only source that they have, because all the rest is noise. You can't go on to Twitter and find 50,000 tweets and say, well, this happened, that happened. Now, this, it's all there in one carefully edited package, and it's there for all time now, you know, and I find that very important.
Verba volant, scripta manent. The Latin proverb reads, it means that while spoken words fly away, written words are here to stay.
This is probably my favorite front page of all the ones I've done of the thousands. Glory days in the same week, Limerick won the Munster hurling and Bruce Springsteen thrilled 30,000 people at Thomond Park. And it was just a great, positive week. Everybody felt great. We often get criticism for being too negative, but I thought nobody could say that there was anything negative about that.
I find writing very fulfilling, and particularly writing for the Limerick Leader, where it's a prime newspaper that everybody looks forward to, like their morning cup of coffee, Comfort. We look forward to the Limerick Leader, whether it's city or county, at the weekend, because it fills us with all the vital things that are going on, but more particularly the parish notes, community notes of every different parish, home into the minutiae of the local scene. And that's the good of doing the community notes. I just love doing it. It's not a chore, it's a joy.
Time to say hello to the old gentleman now. Mr. Limerick Leader says, thank you for calling. I have to go looking for news stories. Are you ready to read them all?